Did the J6 committee finally get Trump? Commentary. The usual suspects in Washington are salivating at the thought of a perp walk for their despised nemesis, Donald Trump. While more information comes out every day about the U.S. Security Service's alleged attempt to actually subvert the American constitutional system of governance, the former president remains public enemy number one for D.C.'s cadre of career politicians and unelected bureaucrats. It should therefore not be surprising that the January 6 committee voted on Monday, December 19, to refer Donald Trump for criminal charges. If a conviction is secured, Trump will be legally blocked from running for president again in 2024. I wrote for the Epoch Times nearly 6 months ago at the onset of the J6 committee that the Stalinist show trial was no honest search for truth and clarification, but rather a mere tool to keep Trump from ever holding public office again. As the article concluded, the January 6th committee has worked hard to show the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers were acting on behalf of orders from Trump. Criminal charges against the former president then become plausible, and the Washington establishment gets that much closer to ensuring that Trump can never run for office again. For the few who did follow the trial, it was easy to see the shifting narrative of the committee as it failed to tie Trump to the events at the Capitol. The fruitless fight to substantiate the claim that Donald Trump incited the crowd to descend upon the People's House on January 6 morphed into the conspiratorial thesis that, actually, the 45th president had been orchestrating a coup attempt over a series of months preceding the election certification process. Julie Kelly at American Greatness has had an in-depth analysis of the partisan hackery at work through the J6 show trials. If you want to develop a truly comprehensive understanding of the most significant aspects of what we have been witnessing in D.C., I also suggest reading her book, January 6, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. The final report of the committee was released on Wednesday, December 21, and attempted to further portray Trump as simultaneously a bumbling buffoon and revolutionary generalissimo. January 6. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, who initially began the hearings back in June by comparing the events at the Capitol as being the moral equivalent of slavery, and the Ku Klux Klan claimed that the report reveals a multi-step effort devised and driven by Donald Trump to overturn the 2020 election and block the transfer of power. Thompson also serves as the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee. He has referred to the members of the January 6th committee as modern-day heroes. What won't you see as a result of the committee's report? Well, there will certainly not be any serious investigation into FBI involvement during the mayhem. Security failures on the part of Capitol Police will cease to be a topic of interest. There will be no further investigations into the circumstances surrounding the deaths of multiple Trump supporters who allegedly died at the hands of law enforcement. The identity of the pipe bomber at DNC headquarters will also remain a mystery. Meanwhile, more and more comes out every day through the Twitter files about how U.S. federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies have been allegedly working to control the flow of information to the American people. Michael Schellenberger's recent trove of revelations on the internal communications at Twitter and the heavy involvement of the FBI, both former agents inside of Twitter as well as their communication with active agents outside of the social media company, provide further insight into the seemingly coordinated effort to obstruct public access to the Hunter Biden laptop story and the alleged high-level corruption it exposed. You don't have to be a Trump sycophant to understand the danger of this type of manipulation. While the Twitter files appear to provide damning evidence of deep state illegality, it's important to remember that it didn't begin with the laptop or the social media manipulation. Recent reporting by John Solomon at Just the News further exposes the danger of politicized federal law enforcement. According to Solomon, the DOJ was actively attempting to spy on the team of former House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes, who was working to investigate the Russia collusion narrative. Grand jury subpoenas were issued to get the phone and email records of the main figures in the ongoing investigation. One of those subpoenaed happened to be the Epoch Times' own Kash Patel, from Kash's Corner. Nevertheless, that House intelligence investigation was eventually able to uncover the corrupt process of obtaining FISAs to spy on the Trump campaign through now discredited documents obtained by the Clinton-funded research firm Fusion GPS. This included the legally abominable FBI application for surveillance warrants on then-Trump aide Carter Page, which served as one of the primary justifications for the subsequent Mueller investigation. The DOJ subpoenaed material was therefore being used in an attempt by the unelected bureaucracies of the federal government to preempt and obstruct the work of an investigatory body working to expose the illegal deep state attack aimed against then-President Donald Trump. The only reason they would possibly be doing that is because we caught the DOJ and the FBI coordinating with the Democratic Party in 2016. In order to spy on the Trump campaign and the Republican Party, Nunes told the Just the News, No Noise television show. No one is yet to answer for all of this rampant and ongoing corruption. Some of the revelations summarized here, and the new information coming out every day by diligent journalists working to expose the truth, should leave readers with little doubt about the very real, very partisan nature of the U.S. deep state. It's therefore hard to say whether or not the latter will get its wish of Trump behind bars. Clearly, we're not exactly operating on a fair playing field. Those who want to maintain the status quo have proven that they're willing to bend, distort, and outright break the law in pursuit of their political ends. It should also be obvious that the only path forward is to fight fire with fire. If more honest forces ever win office again, they must use the power that they have in their hands to crack down on the rampant corruption in our system. Those in the DOJ, the FBI, and any other three-letter agency who have demonstrably colluded to influence American elections, not to mention censor, entrap, and imprison American citizens, must be dragged before the representatives of we the people, put under oath, and made to answer for their actions. Whatever happens to Donald Trump, the American people have been awakened to a new consciousness. The blatant partisan corruption of the Washington establishment on full display for the past 5+ years cannot be forgotten. Whoever is at its head, the movement marches on.